Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense, with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, this is Dr. Fiona Lovely of Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. I hope everyone's well today. Thanks for listening. Because I'm all about giving you guys information that hopefully is simple and helpful, useful for you in a format that is short, I wanted to take today and give you 10 useful tips for hormone health. Of course, any of these 10 things could be a podcast unto their own, and many of them have been, but I think it's nice to have everything in one place. So let's just dive right in. First thing I want to remind you is the importance of stress management. It actually is the number one factor in health. So being able to, you know, the cool thing about that is it's something that we can control. We can't control the stress, the amount of stress that we are exposed to, but we can control or learn to respond better. And, you know, a daily calm practice is really going to take you a long way to that. Now, that can be meditation if you're a meditator. If you're not, it can be something as simple as closing the door on a room where you're by yourself. You take a few deep breaths and just allow the thoughts of daily life to escape your mind for a few moments. It may be a bath, it may be reading, it's different for everyone, but certainly stress management, number one factor. Learn how to handle your stress better. Second tip I want to give you is that sleep is necessary, and it needs to be a continuous 8 hours if possible. So in a way, I'm telling you that you need to sleep like a teenager, when you're in perimenopause. It's going to go an awful long way to helping your brain stay healthy, to letting your hormones be balanced, letting your mood be better, you're better looking, you're less likely to carry extra weight when you sleep well enough. So there's so many health benefits to list. And I have done a couple of podcasts on sleep so far. So if that is a concern for you, please go back and listen to those and refresh yourself with that information. I do want to say this. Sadly, alcohol disrupts sleep. And I know for me, a few years ago, I was going through a real stressful period, and I found myself coming home from the office every day and making sure I had a glass of wine with my dinner. Now, that seemed like a spiritual ritual at the time until I realized that the alcohol was playing a factor in me waking up at about 2 o'clock in the morning and not being able to get to sleep, back to sleep for a couple of hours, and then just being wrecked the next day. So if you have a nightly wine habit, I'm going to suggest that you cut that back. I know, like I said, I know it's a spiritual thing, but cut it back to the weekend where you can take some extra time to sleep in if necessary. So the third thing I want to tell you about is fats are building blocks for hormones. And I do want to address the fact that there still is an entire industry of fat-free food products. And I can't even tell you just the crazy that is. Anytime you take fat away from food, not only are you not satisfied with what you're eating, so you're going to eat more, but it doesn't taste as good. So the food companies have to put a whole lot of other stuff in it. Usually it's sugar, number one, and then a whole bunch of chemicals. And you just don't need that in your body. So not only that, but fats are very much necessary for health. Fat doesn't make you fat. Sugar makes you fat when you're eating things. So healthy fats do... When you're eating healthy fats, not only do they help your brain, but again, they help you feel fuller, longer. A couple of other things I want to say about that. When you are being prescribed statin medications, that is the medications that help with cholesterol, really question that. Question your doctor on that. Is that necessary? It turns out that when we have a skewed lipid profile with the blood, which is how we look at HDL, LDL, and some of the other cholesterol factors for humans. Oftentimes these things can be resolved by adding healthy fats to the diet, and your prescribing physician may not be aware of that. So you have to be your own healthcare advocate there. I say before you decide to take any medication, with your doctor's permission, you are, take a couple of months where you're just adding really good healthy fats to the diet. That's avocados, fish oil, eating lots of fish, coconut oil for cooking, good healthy cold pressed, organic extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds, to avocados. Did I say that one already? I'm not sure. Anyways, avocados are great brain food and help to keep you feeling full longer and satisfied and a bunch of other things. So not only do they make your skin juicy, they make your hair better. There's no reason to stay away from them anymore. Next thing I want to tell you about is a spiritual pursuit. We are, as a society, addicted to chaos. We are addicted to fast-moving objects, information flying at us from multiple apps or television programs or radio programs or what have you. And it's really hard on the brain. So when the brain doesn't have any calm waking time, not only do you not function well, your mood is an issue, you may not be making great decisions, but also it contributes to brain degeneration early. And brain degeneration early is the kind of thing that eventually can become Alzheimer's and dementia, which the literature is now actually showing that 50% of the population by 2050 will be Alzheimer's or dementia. So that's us, ladies. That's us in the perimenopausal years in our 40s and early 50s right now. So we can control that. And there is a podcast coming about brain degeneration and how we can make our chances better for not becoming someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia. Okay, so stop your addiction to chaos. Say no to others more. Say yes to yourself more. Next thing I want to remind you of is blood sugar levels. Keep your blood sugar and insulin levels controlled with frequent fuel in. That's eating more regularly, smaller, more frequent meals. Every 3 to 4 hours that you're awake, you want to be eating something healthy. Protein first, vegetables second, healthy fats after that. Avoid all simple carbohydrates. Just some real basic tips there. Next thing I want to talk to you about is the estrogen to progesterone ratio. We did start talking about this in, I think it was last week's podcast. So it turns out that assessing your estrogen to progesterone ratio can give you a whole lot of information about why you may be having the symptoms that you're having, and certainly how your perimenopausal years are going to progress. So first thing I want to say about that is you need minimally 35 times more progesterone than estrogen, because estrogen has a stronger physiological effect. But most of us are opposite that. We have way too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. Some sources even say progesterone needs to be 200 times higher for perimenopausal women to have balance. So certainly having that assessed, saliva testing is the best way to do that. I do that in my office. Your healthcare practitioner may do that as well. Anytime you want to talk to me about that, you can email me, and I'll leave my email at the end of the podcast here. So in order to help that be healthy, again, go back to the podcast on estrogen dominance, listen to the information there, but basically decrease your stress, increase your calm time during the day, and make sure your thyroid is functioning well. And speaking of thyroid, that's my next tip. So have your thyroid checked yearly, minimally tested for T4, T3, TSH, and TPO. Okay, so that's going to tell us, what is the thyroid doing? What is the brain doing? Do you have antibodies to your own thyroid? Which, of course, is Hashimoto's, and that is a whole other autoimmune conversation. So that's a minimal test. There aren't great tests for thyroid. A serum level test will give you somewhat of a window to start. If something is low there or high there or out of whack or positive, then seeing somebody who is schooled in thyroid health naturally gives you a lot of options other than the prescriptives for thyroid, which are sort of a lifetime thing. And there's lots of options that you can do there with your thyroid. Okay, next tip I have for you is tend to your gut. So the human microbiome is what we call the trillions of cells that make up the bacteria that hang out in our colon or our large intestine. And there's a lot of places that that comes from in our food, in our lifestyle, during the birth process. I mean, a number of different things. And this is a huge topic unto its own. But what we do know is that there's something called the brain to gut axis and the gut to brain axis. And they talk to each other, communicate constantly. So the quality of your gut, the health of your gut, and the health of the bugs that hang out there that help us with our health, turns out is one of the greatest factors into how well your brain is working. And of course, the brain controls all hormones. So any conversation about hormones has to include what is the health of the brain. So part of that is taking care of your gut health. Think of the bugs in your gut like a garden that need to be kept. You need to feed them good, healthy food. You need to cull the ones that aren't so good when they're out of balance, and inoculate your gut with the good stuff. I don't think I've done a podcast on that yet, but maybe it's time. It's a huge subject, and we're learning more and more all the time about it, because this is sort of the next frontier in human health, is looking at the health of the bugs that reside in us and on us. excuse me. Next thing I want to say is, because we are talking about the brain, is keep your brain healthy and active to age well. So daily calm practice, activation of the brain, which means doing interesting and novel things, movement as well as visual stuff. So dancing, singing, learning a new language, These kinds of things the brain loves. It's going to be different for everybody. So just find something that's sort of interesting and novel to you and do it daily. Good breathing hygiene. Okay. A lot of us do not oxygenate well. So make sure you're taking nice, healthy, slow, deep breaths through the nose. And slow is the big one because you don't want to hyperventilate. And make sure you got your chest elevating, not just your belly. The yogic breathing teaches us to belly breathe. But in fact, we want to make sure we're filling the lungs first. Deeply. So you want to feel your chest lifting when you take a nice deep breath, and that's just good breathing hygiene, which is super important for brain health. In fact, it's one of three things that the brain needs to survive. So the next thing is exercise daily releases something called BDNF, which is a substance that encourages neuronal connections in the brain, encourages the brain to make new hookups with other neurons. So this is why exercise is so important in keeping your brain young and fresh, and also keeping the brain degeneration stuff at bay. Again, there's that Alzheimer's and dementia link. And the last thing I want to say to you today, just to wrap up with something really easy, because I know this other stuff is sometimes can be a bit complex, is drink 2 to 3 liters of clean spring water each day. There's a lot of information out there about what's good and what isn't. And I can tell you as a practitioner, every day I have this conversation with people. People are chronically dehydrated. We need water in all of our cells and all of our tissues. So if your body doesn't need it, you're just going to pee it out. Pretty cool how that works. Okay, I hope this has been super helpful for you. I really want to give you the value of information in exchange for your time. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find out more about me on my website, drlovely.expert. That's drlovely.expert. You can continue this conversation by emailing me anytime, drlovely@drlovely.expert, or you can go through the website and send a form in. Someone on my staff will forward that to me. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? Oh yeah, we got a Facebook page, right? And it's kind of a cool little culture that's building. I'm trying to post things that are interesting. Our Facebook page is called Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. Thanks for the time.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Here's to the paper pushers, the rush hour warriors, and the gotta get awayers. Trade the daily grind for a place to unwind, where you can rise with the tide and roll down the boardwalk, where you can eat french fries for lunch and ice cream for dinner, where your only commute is your walk to the beach, where every day feels like Saturday. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.